This is Ted Kennedy. Next week is zero hour in Congress for Contra Aid. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Hold on to your sombrero, Al. Congress has only been back in session a few days, but the most important legislative vote of 1988 may already be coming up. Next week is the showdown vote on Contra Aid, and it may well determine the issue of war or peace in Central America for years to come. No one defends the Sandinistas, Al, but no one wants to go to war with them either. Yet that's what the Reagan administration is asking. More U.S. military aid for the Contras. It's deja vu, Vietnam all over again, Al, and it means wider war and deeper American military involvement. The Arias peace plan may not be all we'd like, but it's better than Contra aid, and it's the only hope for peace. Do you really want to kill the peace plan, Al, by voting for Contra aid?
Well, you're sure full of the old zip and vinegar today, Ted. Here you are raising the specter of Vietnam to juice up the troops, when the comparison can never apply. Sandinista leader Daffy Danny Ortega breaks promise after promise, and you and your pals keep turning the other cheek. I don't know about you, Ted, but I've only got two cheeks. We all sincerely hope and pray that the Arias plan will work. The Sandinistas launch an obvious PR campaign. Even they admit its design is to manipulate the Congress, and you swallow it. If Ortega complies with the treaty, Contra aid won't even be an issue. In fact, it's the U.S. aid to the Contras that forced Ortega to come around. Let's keep him coming. I'm willing to sustain progress on the Arias plan, Ted, but absent some legitimate results, I'll be voting in favor of continued aid to the Contras. Danny needs pressure. This is Senator Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on the need for a 2-year budget process. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.